Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
6:45, quarter till 7, Thursday morning, around these parts. At this time, we talk to Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, Dr. Mike Strain, a beloved veterinarian on the North Shore, and today is no exception. How you doing, Mike Strain? You got me muted,
yeah.
Mike Strain?
Hey, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I can hear you great, sir. You must be out in a sugarcane field on a tractor.
It won't be long. I'll be headed to Lafayette today.
Yeah.
And then, yes, believe it or not, I'm going with Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser on an alligator hunt.
Really?
Yes. Now, I asked him, said, listen, which one of us are they going to use for bait? He said, well, with both of you, you know, we ought to be able to track some real good gators. So we're doing that today, and it's a fundraiser for the RSLC. So we're doing that. But today, this morning, I actually have a hearing at the Capitol. And it's going to be on chronic wasting disease in deer. And so there is a task force, and I'll be testifying there this morning. So it's going to be a busy day, but, you know, but it's all good. It's all good. We're working on CWD, which is a, you know, a very unique disease. It's a prion disease. Mm-hmm. And it's something that we, you know, we're really learning a lot more. There's a whole new world out there because the infectious agent is not alive. It's not a virus. It's a subunit of protein. And believe it or not, you know, there are human prion diseases, and we're trying to understand those as well. And I think we're going to find a lot of correlations between these ancient diseases and, you know, some of the long-term diseases we've been dealing with, looking at such things as dementia, Alzheimer's, and that sort of thing, and look to see the role that prions in the human world play with that. So a lot of research going on as well.
This alligator hunt, how do you go about that? Do you use a bow and arrow? How do you do it?
Oh, no. So we're going to bait some hooks and some boats.
Oh,
right? No. We're not going to go out there and walk around in the marsh with a rifle or bow and arrow. That would not be, intelligent.
Yeah.
Because, you know, those gators, that hunt would go both ways, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know. You know, I knew somebody when a senior in high school, no kidding, between the time that school got out and he graduated, jumped out of a pirogue and wrestled an alligator because he thought it'd be fun to do, and he lost like 5 fingers. True story.
He's lucky to be alive.
Yeah, well, he's not anymore, but he was lucky to be alive at that point. Let's talk about Fire Prevention Week, Mike.
Yeah, we really need to gear up on that. You know, it's very, very dry right now. And believe it or not, we've been having a number of fires. We had 43 fires last week. So far, we've had over the 507 fires to date. What's happening right now, the brush piles, it's beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. People going outside, it feels good, lighting those brush piles. But you can't leave them. You need to be there with a rake and a water hose because they can get away. The conditions are such that the grass will burn, and if it continues to stay dry, we have mild degrees of drought in a number of areas in the state. Maybe we hope to get some water, but not in the next 7 to 10 days. And so we need to pay attention to what we are doing because, again, only you can prevent wildfires. Just, you know, using common sense. And fire prevention is very, very critical, especially when they're in and around the home, because a lot of times these fires, the brush piles are near the home or near a structure. And then again, just a good little bit of caution. Also, look around your home. And, you know, you can see, you know, what would happen if, say, the grass caught on fire on the edge of your property? Would it be able to reach your home? Are there things, you know, are you stacking things under your home or next to your home that you really shouldn't, that would burn easily? Another thing that we have learned when we had the massive wildfires, there are ways to help prevent your house from being susceptible to those fires. If you have areas that, say, you know, would go under the house, and if they need to breathe there, you need to clean that up. But also anything you can do to block, say, an ember. Mm. Same way with, you know, under eaves or in any other access to the home where an ember could go in and start a fire. In your garage, think about, you know, where you're storing gasoline for the lawnmower and other chemicals. And often, you know, such things, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
As you know, oily rags, if you have those there. So those little things you can do as a prevention. And look at all extension cords. You know, one thing you don't want to do is leave something hooked up to a long extension cord over time, because as you know, if you ever feel one, they get hot. And don't put any type of covering over an extension cord. You know, don't put a rug, don't put an extension cord under a rug, because again, that is a big source of fire as we head in to cold weather.
Mike, let's talk about crawfish. And do we know at this point what the crop might look like for next year?
We are hearing some very good news. A number of farmers are actually increasing the acreage. So far what we're hearing right now, we may have upwards over 360,000 acres of crawfish. And, you know, and the weather has been good. The rice crop has been good. If we can get adequate rainfall, I think we are going to have a bumper crop of crawfish. So we're very excited about that. And so that is looking very good. I've seen a lot of shrimp too on landings. And shrimp are very, very available and affordable right now. So seafood, but again, ask before you eat, right? And make sure that you're eating Louisiana crawfish, Louisiana shrimp, U.S. Louisiana catfish, as we rebuild our, you know, our seafood industry. And don't forget about our beautiful oysters, and we've got some magnificent crabs. So I think we're going to have a very good year. We're looking at a very good year next year. And, of course, hopefully it'll start a little early. We've had really mild weather, and we haven't had, you know, any hard freezes. But I think we're going to have an exciting crawfish season next year. It's really looking good.
Mike, I saw a restaurant offering soft-shell shrimp. What's up with that?
That you'd have to hand-pick those soft-shell shrimp unless they are grown. You know, they take the shrimp. And by hand, I guess they would feed them and then shed them out. Mm-hmm. And so that would be, and I guess that's the delicacy, soft-shell shrimp. We used to have companies that would have soft-shell crawfish.
I remember those. Well,
soft-shell crabs. You remember those?
Yeah, but they're very expensive, weren't they?
Oh, yes, indeed, of course, because you have to shed them out. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have to have shedding boxes, but if you catch those shrimp and if you hand-pick through them, you'll see the ones that are, you know, we quote, call them busters. They're big, and then you would shed those out. And then immediately bring them into the restaurant. So there's a way to do that, but it does take a little bit of technique and labor, and you've got to be aware you've got the proper water. But you can do that, and they are sure are good. And there's nothing like that soft shell crab or soft shell crawfish or soft shell shrimp. That is truly a delicacy.
Mike, I know Sunday is National Loggers and National Farmers Day. Talk about the importance of the loggers and the farmers in Louisiana, please.
Well, when you talk about, you know, let's talk up with the loggers. The loggers, that's more than $1 billion-plus per year, $1 billion-plus. And when you add the value to it, it's $4 billion in our economy. And if you look at the number of loggers, it's a pretty tight group, you know, less than 1,000 loggers in the state. And they log 15 million acres of farmed timber. That's a big deal. It's one of the discussions we're having with the European Union and others, because they don't quite understand. You know, they think we keep cutting, you know, virgin forest. These are farmed plantations. and they harvest at 12 years, then at 18 years, and constantly replant. And then we have about 3.6 million acres of bottomlands that we can harvest about once every 40 years. But it is a farm, and it is extremely important to our economy. For many parishes, that is the entire economy, the entire economy. And then on the other part, you talk about carbon sequestration, and if you talk about all the wonderful things that it does for the environment, so wildlife, et cetera, so it's a huge part of our ecosystem. And on the agricultural side, our direct agricultural output is over $8.6 billion. And so when you add those together, you know, direct to the farmers, you know, we're at $10 to $12 billion. And then when you put that in the economy, it's $50 to $60 billion. So it's a huge part of our overall economy. And over 275,000 people work in agriculture and forestry. So it's the largest sector of our economy in that respect.
Thank you, Mike. A pleasure as always. You be careful today. I don't want to be interviewing an alligator next week, okay?
Oh, no, yeah, that would be hard to get the sound, right? You'd have to hold it down. You'd have to put that microphone down close to his mouth. I don't think you want that.
No, I want to talk to you, not it. Thank you, sir. Have a good time. Tell Billy hello. Mike Strain, Commissioner, Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry, 655, 5 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.